most Georgians were excited. This was the beginning of the revolution as far as they were concerned. This was the war that was finally going to create permanently the separation between the slaveholding states and the United States. So most white Georgians saw this as a day when a very short war was going to be waged. As one politician said, that he offered to wipe up all the blood with a handkerchief that would be spilled, because the Yankees simply aren't going to fight. They're going to let us go. We've shown them that we mean business now. So for the majority of white Georgians, this was seen as a day when this very short war was going to take place, and we're going to now have our own country, the Confederate States of America.
How important was Georgia to the Confederate cause in terms of manpower, the railroads, ironworks, cotton mills?
Georgia was a key state for the Confederacy. If it did not secede, first of all, if it did not secede, there was going to be a big hole in the Confederacy between South Carolina and Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, etc. But the Confederacy needed Georgia because of the enormous number of white men that would have to be taken into the army, and because it had more railroad mileage than any state south of Virginia. It had more factories than any state south of Virginia. So it was extremely important as far as the Confederate war effort was concerned. And it also provided tremendous political leadership. If you think about the vice president of the Confederacy was a Georgian, Alexander Stephens. The first secretary of state was a Georgian, Robert Toombs. And Georgians continue to play a leading role as far as military leadership. James Longstreet, Robert E. Lee's number two man, was from Georgia. So Georgians played a very important part in the war, both in terms of manpower and leadership.
Was the war about slavery?
The war was about slavery in the sense that the Confederates were fighting to protect the institution of slavery. The fear that slavery was going to be undone is what triggered secession. The Confederate government quite clearly stated that it was founded upon protecting the institution of slavery. The United States went to war initially to restore the Union, that is, to bring those states back into the Union. But by the middle of the war, it became increasingly clear to everybody, from Abraham Lincoln down to the most common soldier, that the war could not be won without the destruction of slavery. African Americans were a lot more attuned to what was going on than I think most white people thought at the time. And so they played an active role in their own emancipation, either by running away, by cooperating with the United States Army, by enlisting in the United States Army to actively fight. And many of the historical markers that we're putting up across the state are telling those kinds of stories for the very first time.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.